This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Yesterday I was asking the question, how do you handle conflict? And I said that sometimes if we're feeling insecure, we become judgmental or we criticize others just to win that argument. But do you know that we can find peace through God to help us through a particular conflict? And you may need to admit, yes, I was wrong. Don't hang on to your position just for the sake of wanting to be right. I think that's a complete waste of time. But saying I was wrong, when you say that to someone in a sincere way, I think it's sending a message of integrity that you are willing to take on new ideas. So listen and respect the point of view of the other person. Have a respect for their position, even if you don't agree with them. But careful listening, what a great thing that is. And in fact, you're saying to the person, I take you seriously. Far better to do that than yell at them. So Christians believe that our goal is not to engage in conflict just for the sake of it, but it's far better to build and preserve the relationships we have, even though it can be tough. We can pray to God for guidance and wisdom, and God will help us. Sometimes we get frustrated at other people because they're not changing fast enough to suit us. But I want to say this morning that God can intervene and show you often in a flash of inspiration what to say. It's amazing if you just sort of turn to Him. You might just find the right word to say. You might be surprised how it works out. God's peace is there. So peace is not the absence of conflict, but you know, it's the presence of God, no matter what is the conflict. So really, when you bring God into the equation, the conflict you have need not be destructive or painful. David wrote the wonderful words from Psalm 139, "Search me, O God, and know my heart, and test my thoughts." Lord, it says, would you help me to understand myself? I realize I don't understand myself a lot of the times. There's four ways. I just quickly want to say this. The four ways of handling this are my way, no way, your way, or halfway. Yeah, well, my way. That's when you say, look, when I face conflict, I'm going to get my way, whatever. I'm 100% right all the time. I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to do whatever it takes, whatever battle I've got to go through to get what I want. And I think that many of us have that sort of feeling, even if we don't actually say it like that. Or no way. You know, when conflict comes, you just want to back off. I don't really want to face that conflict. And what you'll do anything and everything to make sure that that argument doesn't happen. So the rule you have, or might have, is to avoid the conflict at all costs. But, you know, you've still got it. Eventually, the result of this nothing is ever resolved. And eventually, it will catch up. There's your way. We say, well, have it your way. I'll give it to you. In effect, you're saying, I want your approval. I hate this conflict. And you kind of roll over and play dead. So whatever you want, okay, you can have it. So there's a good chance that if that continues in your attitude, that the sense of bitterness will continue to grow over months or years. And then there's a fourth option, and that's called halfway. Okay, you've got your idea. I've got my idea. Let's compromise. You win some of the time, I'll win some of the time. We'll try to meet halfway. Win some, lose some. Now, yes, it's better than the first three I mentioned, but it's still not the best way to deal with a conflict. And then there's this other one we call our way. We recognize that I have needs, you've got needs, and there is a way for us to talk together so that our needs can be met in ways that we perhaps have never thought of. Instead of just taking a half and half, we could put everything together and find something that's brand new. We could call it, I think, God's way. And I think this is the best. God taught us through Jesus how to care about people's needs, how to care about relationships, even though I'm just not trying to get my way or meet halfway or back off. So as long as you live around other people, and that's what most of us do, you're going to find your opinions and actions bump into somebody else's, and they can be small disagreements or major conflicts. But I want to say today, with the help of God, we can learn to see peace. It may not be pleasant, but it doesn't have to be bad. Lord, thank you that you come to us in the middle of conflict and you say, this is the way. My peace is with you. Do it my way. Amen.